Longtime Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King says he will not seek re-election next year. King announced yesterday that almost after 30 years, he plans to step down. Larry Levy is the executive dean for the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra and a former political columnist for Newsday. He's covered King since 1977. He joins us now. Larry, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so King's 75 years old. He represented parts of Nassau and Suffolk. He says that after 28 years, the commute has become too much. Why do you think he chose to make such a move now?
I think he felt it was time. I know the theory is that he saw the handwriting on the wall. He came within 6 points of losing last time. But, this is a guy, whether you like him or you don't, doesn't run away from a fight. In fact, he's gotten into trouble by starting fights he didn't need to.
Right.
His daughter was a Hempstead town councilman, just moved down to North Carolina, took her grandchild that he's very fond of. And I actually tend to believe him. You know, I've got still have a lot of my old cynical genes from being a political columnist, but in this time I think he's saying what he really feels. This is a guy who does not run from a fight, and I doubt that he would run from the fight this time. Now, 2 years from now, once his district would be redrawn to be even more unrecognizable and probably more Democratic, because you've got only Democrats who are going to draw the lines in Albany with no Republicans in sight, you know, then he might say, well, you know, why am I knocking my head against the wall? I probably can't win. But I don't believe that he would look at his district now and with the money he has put away and with the people he may be with an incumbent in the office facing, that he would leave because he was worried about losing.
Yeah, let's talk about the district a bit. You've been covering politics in general on Long Island for quite a while. How have demographics and political dynamics shifted in King's district, especially since Trump was elected?
Well, like a lot of suburban areas in the country, his district has become more Democratic, more diverse, partly more Democratic because it's diverse. And it has become less and less hospitable ground for Republicans. He's the kind of Republican who hasn't quite fit the mold. For Long Island, he's considered a real conservative. But down in Washington, among his Republican colleagues, he's considered a moderate. What the reality is that he's a guy who's been able to rally his base and get crossover votes, just as enough, as many as he needs, to be able to hold back this demographic destiny, if you want to call it that.
And you say King's absence will make this race a nationally important one. What kind of election fight does his departure here set up in the district? How likely could the districts flip?
Oh, this is winnable for both parties. The Republicans desperately need it to even have a chance to regain the majority or remain viable for the next time around. Democrats obviously don't need it. They have the majority, but they'd like to expand it and create a margin for error just in case things go wrong in other parts of the country. You're going to see more attention, national attention, to this race and more money poured in. And I wouldn't be shocked if it came close to a $10 million race to try to win it.
And just finally, New York Senator Chuck Schumer tweeted praise for King. He said, Peter King stood head and shoulders above everyone else. He's been principled and never let others push him away from his principles. He's fiercely loved America, Long Island, and his Irish heritage and left a lasting mark. King worked across the aisle, but he also took deeply partisan positions, right?
Yes, he was there for his constituents, Republicans and Democrats, after Hurricane Sandy, after 9/11. Remember, he was one of the very few Republicans who voted against impeaching Bill Clinton,
right?
And worked with that president to achieve his signature achievement, one of them, which was peace in Northern Ireland. And he used to really annoy his Republican colleagues that way. But he also has what some people might consider, you know, a dark stain on his record by some intemperate remarks about Muslims. He pushed English-only bills. So he was a mixed bag, but he appealed through some of those votes. He took early in his career a lot of pro-labor votes. He was able to appeal to enough Democrats, or people who certainly vote for Democrats, to make him a powerful force and to earn the respect of guys like Schumer, who are political professionals.
Right.
You know, whatever Peter King was ideologically, politically, he was a student of the art, and he was a professional. And he could work with guys like Chuck Schumer, and they appreciated that. And enough of his constituents certainly did to return him for 28 years.
Larry Levy is the executive dean for the National Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University and a former political columnist for Newsday. Larry, thanks so much.
Thank you.